You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to Oddball. I'm Charlotte Wilder. That's Amin Alhassan. You know him. You love him. Amin, this is a very exciting day because the play-in tournament is set. The playoffs are set. We know what's happening up to a certain point. It's the first time I'm not, like, trying to do math about hypotheticals. Like, we've got math about real stuff now. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel kind of exhausted. Full disclosure, we recorded this literally right after all the games ended. So there is a feeling of kind of, like, exhaustive drain that's happening throughout my whole body, but I've got a couple of days, Charlotte, to regroup, redirect my energies, and focus on these playing games.
This does feel a little bit like a okay, we can take a breath for a second, and then it's like you're just staring down the barrel of 2 months of very intense basketball.
I love it.
What? I know, me too.
every game matters. Every game matters now. It's been mattering because, as I told you, all the playoffs started like, you know, a month ago or so. But now it's like it's for real. Now there are truth and consequences to every action.
People are going home, I mean. So let's start with these playing games.
Mm-hmm. So I like to think of the playing games kind of like college football bowl games, right? You got... You got the big bowl games, which was going to be like, you know, Mavs versus Clippers. That'll be like a Sugar Bowl, right? That's a big game, or a Cotton Bowl, something like that.
And in then the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, that every game now matters, right? So, like, that's a big-time bowl game. But we start in the play-in in the East with the, I don't know, call it the Pets.com Cheez-It Bowl, right? And or as I like to call it, the okay, this one might not matter bowl, also known as the Sacrificial Lamb Bowl. Yes, it is Hawks versus Bulls. Bulls have the home court advantage. They split the season series. Here's the interesting thing, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. The Hawks won the two games that Trae Young did not play in.
Wait, what? Really?
Yes, they lost the games that Trae Young played in. They won the two that he did play in. Mm-hmm. Having said that, the Hawks ended the season on a six-game losing streak, and they got annihilated by 8 billion points on the last day of the year. Not saying that it mattered, because as we've pointed out several times, this one doesn't matter, but hey, you kind of want to go in with feeling a little bit better about yourself. Meanwhile, the Bulls lost a nail-biter to the Knicks in overtime, 120-119. They kind of messed up the inbound there at the end. I've got the Bulls winning this, Charlotte, even though the Atlanta Hawks, I just learned this today, the all-time leaders in play-in tournament wins in NBA history.
Really?
Yes.
But then they, like, don't make it far.
Well,
so,
no, they get annihilated.
Who knows if that's a stat? I sort of like that stat, though. You know, the interesting thing, though, Amin, is you say this doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It could matter, though.
No, it could.
Like,
no.
One of these teams... I'm just saying, we saw what the Heat did last year, which we'll get to in a second. I know they weren't the 10-9 game, but, you know, they did slip to a second playing game. But the Hawks are interesting here to me because they were looking against the Celtics pretty dangerous for a while. DeJounte Murray was just on fire. But do you think it, like, if you go into a playing game like this and you're just off and you've been losing, can that ever work to your advantage? Can it ever be like, we got to get motivated? Or is that usually like a pretty deflating experience?
I mean, first of all, let's point out that the Hawks should have a banner hanging from State Farm Arena where it just says all-time leader winners in playing games. But I just don't think anyone wants to enter any sort of do-or-die situation. And make no mistake, this is a do-or-die situation. If they lose, they're out. There is no second playing game for the 9-10 guy. That guy just loses and goes home. You don't want to be entering it losers of six in a row, getting blown out. I don't care if you rested your guys or not. It just isn't a great vibe or a great mentality. And I kind of feel like, Charlotte, they're going to get killed by the Bulls, and then we're going to have a long summer of who's available for the Atlanta Hawks, because I don't think there's any way we come back with the same roster and try it again.
Yeah. Oh, God. It just when you said a long summer, I'm like, oh, the takes that last and last and last because there's no basketball to talk about. But
let me say it right now. Trae Young to the Spurs. Just going to throw that out there.
I don't hate it. The other playing game, we have is Heat Sixers, which might be the most terrifying playing game of all time.
Charlotte, it's right here in the most terrifying bowl. That's what this one is, yeah.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah, the most terrifying bowl, yeah.
The horror movie bowl if you're the one or two seed. Oh, God. Anyway, okay. So the season series between the Heat and the Sixers, is tied 2-2. And Embiid only played in one of those games, although they won on April 4th.
I was at that game.
You were. Yeah. Yep. So maybe you should go to this if you want the Sixers to it. Okay. Anyway. The Heat lost in the 7-8 game last year and then won in the 9-10 game and then went on to the finals. So I guess my question, the Sixers ended their season on an 8-game win streak. Embiid sat the last game of the season, but he was playing, and Nick Nurse says like he'll be good to go for that play-in game. This is fascinating to me. I honestly do not know how to talk about this because the Heat proved last year that whatever they look like right now just apparently doesn't matter, which I'm like, can that happen 2 years in a row?
Why not? Like, if there's anyone who should feel confident about being able to do this, it should be the team that did it, right? We keep talking about the Warriors might make this run or the Lakers. I'm like, no, but they haven't done it. The Heat are the one who've done it. And so if anyone should be feeling really good about themselves, it should be the Miami Heat. And particularly because many of the opponents they'll see are not unfamiliar opponents, right? If they play the Sixers and they beat the Sixers, they get the 7th seed. That means they played the Knicks in the first round. They played them last year. If they lose to the Sixers, but obviously beat the whatever carcass comes out of Bulls Hawks, right? Then they play the Celtics, who they've not only played last year, they played 3 of the last 4 years. So it's like, okay. And then as you progress through it, it's like all of these are familiar foes. Ain't nobody here new. We've never seen anything like it before. So if you're the Miami Heat, I think confidence should be there. Having said that, hey, maybe we do this without, a whole lot of drama. Because it's like people say, like, yeah, the elevator broke down, and so I had to take the stairs 30 flights up. Like, that's great. But no one should say, from now on, I'm only taking the stairs. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. The Heat are like, you know what? That was fun last year. Let's do it that way again. Who wins this, Heat or Sixers?
I think the Sixers win. They've got home court advantage. They got the MVP. They've got and he's rolling and they're rolling and Miami struggles to score. They're both great defenses, but when it comes down to that game I was at on April 4th, when it came down to we need buckets, the Sixers had two guys who were able to deliver, and the Heat really faltered. And so I think the Heat are the 8th seed again.
I'm laughing because as you said that. That might have been a car horn outside. I'm at home. As you said that, you said the Sixers. I saw the Heat are inevitable. But it's the Heat, so it's hard to pick against them. We're going to play a game now called It's Way Too Early. Just Way Too Early, because it's way too early to talk about any of the eventual playoff matchups, given that we don't even know who the 1 and 2 seed are going to be playing.
No such thing as way too early. No such thing.
Okay, great. Let's go for it. So we've got Boston, we've got New York, we've got Milwaukee, we've got Cleveland, we've got Orlando, and we've got Indiana. What way too early prediction would you like to make first here of these 16th?
This one's easy.
Oh, no.
Milwaukee is set up for an amazing, magical run. They're about to do the Dumb and Dumber. Just when I thought you couldn't be any dumber, you do something like this. And totally
redeem yourself.
There you go, Charlotte. Now, that's a movie she's seen. There you go. It's almost like gifted from God, like the script.
Why do you say that?
Because they're going to play the Pacers in the first round. The Pacers really haven't been the same since All-Star break, right? Tyrese Haliburton hasn't been the same since All-Star break. So this is the exact kind of palate cleanser first-round series that typically we see that the one or the two seed usually get. They usually get someone nice and easy. This time it's the three seed who gets it because the Pacers are six. So, okay, you win the first round. Then in the second round, you're going to either play the Knicks, who are the two seed, or whoever beats the Knicks from the seven seed, whether it's the Heat or the Sixers. Either way, if you're the Bucks, like, you got to feel a little comfortable with a couple of those opponents, Embiid against the Knicks. Giannis against the Knicks, and Giannis against Embiid has been historically very successful. The Heat, maybe a different kind of boogeyman, but maybe they won't have to see him because they're going to end up the eight seed. So then you win your second round series, and then you play against the Celtics in the conference finals, presumably. And so, like, at that point, it's like, hey, Doc Rivers made it to the conference finals. It's not that bad after all.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay, so
Bucks to the conference finals. I'm saying it right now.
I guess I just don't, after they've had these meltdowns late in the season, how can you say that they'll just confidently win those first two rounds?
Because this is the way the playoffs work, Charlotte. It's like, what you do during the regular season matters to a certain point, but at some point it just turns into the amount of preparation we're doing in a playoff series and the experience that my players have when playing in the playoffs. And I think when you talk about Giannis, a champion, a multiple-time MVP, a guy who's done it, been deep in the playoffs several times in his career, when you talk about Damian Lillard, one of the most clutch players, the clutch player of this generation, and a guy who's been deep in the playoffs as well and isn't his first time at the rodeo, I think when you get to focus your game plan on just one opponent and just trying to beat them, and as opposed to being great every night, it brings clarity and simplicity to your life. And I think this might be it for the Bucks.
Wow. Can I make a way, 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 way too early prediction?
Sure.
The Bucks will not win in the second round, Dame to Miami.
Oh, that's way too early, Charlotte.
Come on. It's a segment.
Yeah. No, but that one's way too, that second part, that part
okay.
was way too early.
Okay, here's a way too early one. If the Knicks and the Celtics play each other in the Eastern Conference Finals, my marriage is, my husband's a Knicks fan. I'm a Celtics fan. This is, what do we do?
House divided. By the way, I just want to be full disclosure to the fans, to the listeners. I pitched the segment where your husband sat in for you. But just pretend it to be you, but just give extremely mixed bias takes. And then I would just not notice. I'm like, oh, Charlotte, mixing it up today. But we got shot down, apparently.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. He's too smart to be in the business of giving takes on camera for a living. Or Galaxy or Brain.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing. We're going to get to the Western Conference after the break.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you've got to listen to Six Trophies, where Shea and Jason serve up the biggest moments from around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington in Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill you might win some ... but you just lost one trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus, a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head-scratching moments around the NBA. This playoff season, you'll want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Welcome back to Oddball. Did you miss us? It was a few seconds. I missed you. Okay, what am I doing? Let's go to the Western Conference before I keep talking. The play-in tournament. We're going to do Warriors against the Kings, the 10-9 matchup. This series is tied 2-2, and they last played in January, which is interesting because that means, I mean, we do not have a very large sample size of the recent iterations of what these teams have become. People forget, but the Warriors are 0-2 in the play-in.
Yeah.
People forget.
They kind of suck in play-ins. Yeah. They're good in playoffs. Play-ins, not so much.
Yeah, because in the playoffs, they beat the Kings.
Yes, they did.
But in the play-ins, who are you taking here?
So here's the thing about the Kings. We know Kevin Huerter is out for the year, right, with that labrum injury. We know Malik Monk is likely out with that MCL sprain. He could be back. Remember, it is a couple of days of rest on top of the several weeks he's had off. So there's a chance. But again, we have to assume whatever version of Malik Monk we get is going to be a lesser than version of what he was for them this year, which was, in my estimation, the best sixth man in all the NBA. At the same time, the Warriors are just mind-numbingly, I don't know how to explain how they are when you're like, okay, chips are down, guys. All right, we got to get our best. And they're kind of like, yeah. And the crazy part is, Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's not even like the young guys that they can blame it on. It's inconsistency right from their main guys. So I kind of feel like I'm going to pick Warriors, but I know this has nothing to do with what is in front of me. It has everything to do with scrapbooks, right? They're like, remember this? Remember that time? Remember that time last year where Steph set a record for most points in a game seven? Was that big enough leverage play for you, Amin? Okay, all right, you win. Warriors win.
Right, right. The Warriors here are fascinating because we haven't seen them have meltdowns the way they've had this year. Like, this year, I think the Warriors stared into the void of what comes after this and realized that, oh my God, we're not going to be able to keep doing this forever. And then Draymond Green had to go to counseling, and then Clay was crying, and then Steph cried. Steph cried. So I could see that, honestly, like, working for or against them. I could see it being the kind of thing where it's like, okay, now we're going to get our act together. Like, we're taking all of that baggage from this year. Like, it's go time. It's us against the world. I could also see it being so demoralizing for so many months now that they just don't have it anymore.
Way to take a stance there.
Okay, I'm going to say, damn it. Am I not good at this whole sports media, like, have a take thing? No, but I honestly, given the way they play, you know what? Okay, I'm going to say it's going to galvanize them.
Okay, there you go. All right. Put something on the books there. It's going to galvanize them.
Timestamp that for if the Warriors beat the Kings.
Who was the player who did not know the word galvanize, had to have it explained them in a press conference?
Dante DiVincenzo.
It was Dante DiVincenzo? Was it him?
I feel like it was. No.
Or no, it's Tyler Hero. It was Tyler Hero.
Oh, different white guy.
Yeah,
my
there
bad.
You go. All right. Okay. Other play-in game. This one is, this is the Anthony Davis Bowl, right?
Yikes.
Because he has to play against his old team. It's Lakers, Pelicans. Pelicans have the home court advantage in this. But the Lakers beat them 3 out of 4 times this year, including that last game of the year, which is why the Pelicans are here in the first place and not a sixth seed. There's a 124-108 victory on Sunday. Now, AD left that game with an apparent back injury, but it also feels like that was kind of maybe a precautionary move rather than, oh my God, his back is completely jacked up. Also, we're not counting this, but in the semifinals of the IST, they also met and they destroyed the Pelicans in that game, 133-89. That was the game that made Stephen A. Smith call Zion fat, and a bunch of people got really upset, including myself, because I kind of felt like Zion fat jokes was my territory. Stephen A. Smith just encroached it and stole it from me. All time, Charlotte, the Pelicans are 2-1 in playing games. The Lakers are 2-0 in playing games. So who do you have getting the seventh seed? Is it the Lakers or the Pelicans?
I feel like Zion has gotten his act together in a way that he did not have in the IST. I feel like that actually was a wake-up call for him where he was like, oh my God, You know, I feel like that galvanized Zion. He's gotten in better shape. He's been playing really well. I think that against this team, especially if Anthony Davis is a little banged up, because he looked, I mean, he was wincing big time against the scorer's table. Like, and he was talking to LeBron, and LeBron was a little deflated. So I'm going to take the Pelicans, because I think that they also definitely have something to prove after losing. Like, I mean, that was so embarrassing, the in-season tournament. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I miss the in-season tournament, so I guess it's the playoffs.
I can't wait for next year. But yeah, this the SoFi play-in tournament has a lot more riding on it. Charlotte, I'm going to give you glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers, with their size, it's a very size-dominant team. It's a very inside-out team, even though they are top 10, I want to say, in three-point shooting. Yeah. They are bottom five in attempts and makes. They just don't shoot enough threes. And the reason why is because they're very dominant inside and they get to the free throw line a lot. Again, they've beaten the Pelicans 3 out of 4 times. Having said that, glass half empty, if Anthony Davis isn't playing, that's a big part of everything I just talked about right there.
Yeah, well, you said they're big. You know who's big? Anthony Davis. You know who's a big part of making the Lakers big? Anthony Davis. You need Anthony Davis to be big. And I don't think LeBron can, even superhuman LeBron, I don't know if he can put a team on his back without Anthony Davis at this point, because who else is there?
Yep. And so for that reason, Charlotte, I am going with the team that I have NBA Finals hotel reservations for. One of the teams. Of course.
I mean, it's like the only team that
I
have booked.
Not the only team. Many teams. But many hotel reservations. But I'm going with New Orleans as the 7th seed.
Okay.
And I'm going with the Lakers, the 8th seed. And then they play the Warriors in the other play-in game. And here it is, Charlotte. It's time again for Way Too Early. I'm already spinning this ahead. It'll be Lakers-Warriors in the play-in again. And guess what?
What?
If Anthony Davis doesn't play, LeBron James takes that perfect play-in record and has it sullied. And he's just got to go find his way. And then he's going to crap all over the play-in again. Because he's like, well, we're an 8 seed. Technically, we should have been in the playoffs. I don't know why we're doing this. He only doesn't like it when it doesn't suit or serve him.
Yeah, which also I get. Like, I probably wouldn't like it if it didn't suit or serve me. But as a fan of the NBA, I love it. I'm obsessed with the play-in. The play-in has the IST, has that college March Madness. Mm-hmm. It's like this game. It's this game or no games, except for the loser of the 7-8. But
yeah,
like,
one
still,
more game. Yeah,
there's still like a lot riding on it in a way that you just don't get in the playoffs. In the playoffs, it's like a war of attrition. In this, it's like who's got the better battle plan.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that voice is, but it's making me uncomfortable.
Okay, well, let's keep going.
Charlotte, okay, so here's some of the matchups we have. We have Oklahoma City against whoever the 8 seed is going to be. I just told you it's going to be the Lakers. The Nuggets playing against the 7th seed, which I've just told you is going to be the Pelicans. You have the T-Wolves against the Suns, which was a spicy meatball on Sunday night.
Big time.
You've got the Clippers versus the Mavs. You've got the Suns versus... Oh, yeah, there we go. Got Clippers versus Mavs.
Okay.
So what do you got? What do you like there?
What do I have on Way Too Early?
Way Too Early. Give me something Way Too Early.
Way Too Early, the Mavs are going to win in 5.
Wow.
That's it.
In 5?
Yeah.
In 5?
Yeah.
Is this contingent on Clipper injuries? Yeah, please Google something for me here that I'm clearly missing something.
It's one of these wild vibes-based predictions that if I'm right, will be awesome. I'm prepared to be wrong. Okay, 6, I think the Mavs are going to win. I think that the way that Kyrie and Luka have figured out how to play together, and given the Clippers' history of injury, who knows what happens in these games? Who knows who gets hurt?
Charlotte, your prediction is not Way Too Early, but I feel like we need a new segment called Way Too Outlandish. In 5 games?
Okay.
Oh, my God. I have them going in 7. I'm not mad at the Mavs winning. I think that's a very lot. Again, the Mavs are on my list. I've got hotel reservations in Dallas, but I got them winning like in 7, not like quick work. Oh my God.
All right. We'll see what happens.
I feel like mine is gonna pale in comparison now. Like, who cares?
What is it?
I feel like the Suns are gonna go to the conference finals.
Really?
And in order for that to happen, you know what needs to happen, right?
I'm trying to do the math in my head.
The Nuggets are not going to be in the conference finals, which means the Nuggets will not repeat as champions.
Okay, for the Suns, I think that's pretty spicy too, Amin.
That's very spicy. I know, it's way too early.
It's way too early. How can you say that? Why do you think that?
I think there's something about playoff basketball when you have veteran players that simplifies what is typically a very convoluted thing. So we talked about this before. In a regular season, you're always worried about your next opponent. So there's your assistant coaches. One of them is tasked with scouting our next opponent. They've been doing that for the last four or five games. Everyone's got a different team. And so there's only one guy who's worried about beating New Orleans tonight, right?
Yep.
Everyone else has kind of been worried about the other games on their schedule, and the players just are going from game to game. Our defenses, our base defense that we run, we might tweak it a little bit for some special occasions or special types of talents, but it's pretty much a base defense that we run against everybody, right? Our offense, same thing. We're running our plays that we like. When you get to the playoffs, everybody's gearing everything to beat you. And so everything is a lot more tailor-made. It's more custom-made. As a result, you get this level of intensity that you don't find anywhere else.
Well, stick around for more intensity from us here on Oddball. We'll see you tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.